Most of us at some time in our life would like to have some guidance in money matters so that we can make the most of what we have, particularly in these uncertain times. So we've asked Michelle Halverson from Fiducian Financial Services along to talk to us about navigating market volatility amid global uncertainty. Good morning, Michelle. Lovely to have you back on the show.
Hi, Debbie, and hello, listeners, and thank you for having me back.
Lovely to have you. Michelle, the first half of 2025 has been marked by heightened market volatility, especially in the last 10 weeks. What is causing this?
Yes, Debbie, the markets have not been very forgiving. They've been driven by global economic pressures, geopolitical tensions, and some shifting central bank policies. But it is really important to put things into some perspective and to remember that we have been through these issues many times before in the past. When you're concerned about these issues, always contact your advisor. They can help you understand how these matters will impact you, or even to just discuss the issues and can put your mind at ease. But the main drivers that have been causing this recent volatility have been basically grouped into four sections, and the first one being geopolitical unrest. And this is the rising tension between in the South China Seas, the renewed conflict of Eastern Europe, the instability in the Middle East at the moment, and also without doubt President Trump's introducing tariffs on America's trading partners and vice versa. The second driver would be monetary policy divergence, and this is caused when central banks of the US, Europe and Asia, they're no longer in sync with each other. So this diversion is impacting our currency markets and thus creating headwinds for multinational corporations. And the third driver is China's slow recovery. So China was, in fact, an absolute powerhouse quite a few years ago. But since since COVID, it's had a very slow recovery back with and despite stimulus efforts on behalf of the government, the Chinese government, post-COVID, the recovery has just been quite sluggish. And with the trade frictions in Western economies, this has actually led to lower growth forecasts, which in turn influences global trade, commodity demand, and emerging market performances. And the final sector, or the final driver, is the tech sector rotation. So our technology area has seen really, really strong growth in the last few years. So after a strong AI, that's artificial intelligence, after a strong AI rally, that has just happened in 23-24, the technology sector has experienced some sharp pullbacks in early 25. So all of these drivers in the last 10 weeks or so, and it's been slowly moving in the first half of 2025 up until now, all these factors have caused the volatility in the share markets and across the world, and they will likely continue in a, you know, sell-off, an episodic sell-off, particularly in growth-orientated assets.
This is really interesting, Michelle. Let's take a quick song break and we'll be back with more after the break. We're here with Michelle Halverson from Fiducian Financial Services, and we're talking about the market volatility, especially in the last 10 weeks. And back to you, Michelle.
It's during these times, Debbie, that it's critical to remember your plan, your financial plan, and ensure that any decisions are discussed with your advisor before you implement them. Your advisor would have structured your portfolio of investments to ensure that they have sufficient exposure to the different various asset classes to ensure that you have cash reserves. Stay focused on your goals and remember volatility is not new. We've all experienced it before and we're going to experience it again. It is important to understand the risk and how it impacts you. And I encourage your listeners to contact their advisor and have a chat with them if they have any concerns at all. It is important to understand your plan and ensure it continues to always meet your goals and objectives. Just a quick disclaimer there. Any advice in this interview is general in nature and does not take into account any objectives, financial situations or needs of your listeners. You should seek financial advice relevant to your circumstances and consider all relevant target market directions and product disclosure statements that are available from your financial advisor before you make any decisions about whether to acquire, contribute, or continue to hold any financial product. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you very much, Michelle. That was Michelle Halverson, financial planner with Fiducian Financial Services, keeping our community connected. Jump onto the 101.5 FM website to listen again to the podcast or let us know what your opinion is via our contact form.